Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I'd like to move that the executive director and the CFO provide the board with a cost analysis. We postponed this for 2 weeks, that we get a cost analysis 5 days before the special meeting. Or
5 days. Are there any objections?
No, I second that.
Someone second. Okay. Is there any objections?
I do.
You do? Discussion. Okay. On this particular motion, Donna.
Right. I basically agree that this motion or this proposal and any proposal that uses staff resources, management resources, need to go to staff or management first before it's even brought to the board. Okay. But that being said, I think that instead of putting a time limit on management at this point, we need to make sure that they can do it within 5 days before it comes back to us for consideration. That I think management needs to be consulted for the time limitation.
William and then Mark. What?
I'd like to add.
Ah. Okay, I work in radio sometimes. I'd like to add to the motion that we also interview all staff involved with the elections processes of each station, every single staff person. I'm one of those people, and I spent an uncountable number of hours working on the elections. It's probably why people know me at KPFA, because that's all that I did. So I'd like to add that individuals are that were involved with the elections process are interviewed before this special meeting, and that the and encourage the committee to have some type of discussion before the next special meeting. Okay. Is my addition to this motion that's on the floor. By
before I recognize the people that had asked,
can I have a second before you move? If someone would be willing,
second or what?
Before that one, I would like to see if Carol can add that to her original motion instead of going...
Actually, I can't.
She doesn't have to.
She can.
It's not
I can't.
Her motion. It's the body's motion.
Yeah, it was already said.
And now I'm adding to it because I'm a member of this body.
Okay.
Carol?
I want to be clear about something here. These are large, overarching policies. The details of talking to all the staff, interviewing them, that should be done by the election supervisors. We don't need to, the national board or the committee of the national board should not do that. That's micromanagement. That is exactly what we are asked not to do, is to micromanage these things. The election supervisors need to identify the problems with the last election with some guidance from us. So to reduce the problems that occurred and save us $50,000 or $60,000 in whatever it cost us because it was so messed up. All right?
Okay.
So I speak against micromanagement where a committee goes and interviews the staff. The election supervisors under the bylaws have the independent, neutral authority to conduct these elections, and there are lots of recommendations and reports from the former election supervisors that we will transmit to them, and they can go in and find out what the problems were and clean it up.
Okay, William presented a motion and has been seconded.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, so we have to deal first with the motion that William is presented. Do you have it already in writing?
I'm writing it.
Okay.
Point of order, I call the orders of the day.
All right. We move. Yes, we need to move.
Yeah, that's a Berkeley favorite. It's a Berkeley favorite.
So we'll just move to the next item.
No, we have to move vote on what's on the table and dispose of it.
I object to move to suspend.
Okay.
If you'd like to, we have to vote on the amendment on the table and the motion to table
wait,
it.
We're hearing from some people 4 or 5 times and other people not at all. And I'm trying to get in down here, but Come on.
For the sake of the respect of all the directors,
I'll withdraw the call for, out of respect for the council.
And I would like to finish the person that have been asked to be recognized and then go and vote on the particular motion that William has presented to get this.
I just want to read the stack to make sure that we have everyone. Next is Mark, Teresa, Sam, Kalonji, and William. Is there anyone else?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Mark.
I'd like to speak against William's amendment. First of all, I think it's a daunting task to ask that each and every staff person be interviewed between. I mean, remember, we've already said we're going to bring this up again in 10 days. We have another amendment in 2 weeks. We have another amendment in front of that from Carol that or something she wants to then demand that the CFO and others give us all the financial impact in 5 days. Now we also want to interview every staff, and I just think it's too much. The other thing is that I understand the staff thing, but I'm not staff. I mean, under that direction, I'm a listener supporter. I don't have the whole staff thing going. I'm Pacifica. I'm here with everyone, and I don't want to elevate the status of staff to the point where they get interviewed and everything, and then the listener supporters and the volunteers who also make it work are just left out in the cold as irrelevant. So I very much do not like elevating one class and leaving out the others.
Okay, Teresa?
Well, you may have guessed that I was opposed to putting this 2 weeks into the future and having a telephone meeting. I think that the telephone conferences are much more less productive than real live meetings, and I'm disappointed that we couldn't have found some way to have say, well, we are going to vote on this provisionally or something to that effect. But I am certainly opposed to William's amendment. I think that if the staff had concerns, I would have expected them to take the initiative to say, these are my concerns. And I, having been on this committee and having run for election, I expect people to take initiative to give some feedback on the process. So making the committee or anybody go to each staff member and interview, I just don't think that's a good use of our time.
Sam. Sorry.
Yeah, I also want to speak against the motion. And I wanted to mention an important aspect that I didn't see in this original motion, and that is the software issue. We have several constituents in my district here in KPFT that have spoken about source code issues and how the software can be violated. So I'm hoping that within the next 2 weeks, and I was hoping that we could table this until September, and I am well aware that the elections are kicking off in July, but I think that we needed to put a little bit more time into this particular motion, and I think that there are specific issues like software issues that need to be addressed, and also how long we store the ballots. I saw one of the points saying that the ballots would go to the national office until the conclusion of the election, and I would like that the ballots be held onto for at least 5 years, possibly stored at the Pacifica Archives, so that individuals who feel that they did not have a fair representation in the election could go back to those ballots. That's one issue, but a really big important issue for several members at KPFT was the source code issue and how that source code in the voting software can be manipulated.
Okay. Kalonji?
I'm a bit confused. We have the reports from each of the stations, which I thought was including many of the things we're asking for to be done over again. This has been a not only a tremendous effort, this election, but it's also been a effort that is really new to a lot of this country, you know, and it has problems. Those problems we thought in doing our report we would be able to work out. We didn't expect that this report would finalize an election process that would be excellent at this point. We did expect that it would be a matter of moving forward on the election process, which we already started, and unless we're talking about giving it up completely and going back to some other form of election, then we have a responsibility to work this through. Now, the recommendations give us an opportunity to do just that. The what we put on hood. We also have a group of recommendations that have to be worked upon in order to make sure we have a valid and a good election. And so I'm against having this process be terminated, in a sense, by starting it all over again. You know?
Okay.
And I think we ought to at least recognize what we have gone through and done and the amount of people that's affected, you know, and the fact that we have a responsibility to continue this movement and move it towards some degree of excellence.
William Ray before William, because you already speak. Ray?
Yeah, well, I will speak against William's motion on the grounds that it's overburdened, it's burdensome, and it has... Mark said it seems to favor one group over another. However, I absolutely support the spirit of it, and even if we don't table this motion, it is clear that it is visited at the base because it doesn't consult the very individuals involved who have knowledge of that process. And so if we are able to work out solutions this weekend, I would be in favor of tabling it.
I call the question on all pending motions.
The question has been called. And
on all pending motions.
In all pending motions. Okay. Then we pass to vote on all pending motions.
Yes.
We leave a debate.
On the closed debate.
On Williams.
Seriatim. No. We vote through them.
We vote. Okay.
First Williams.
Williams motion says...
First we have to vote whether to approve voting, stopping the debate.
Wait a minute. Okay, well then we vote to close the debate on the this on Williams' motion. All those in favor on closing the debate on all present motions, please raise your hand.
And we need two-thirds.
One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. All opposed? 1, 2. The motion carries. So the discussion is over. Now we go and vote on each particular motion. First, on William's motion that says each staff member involved with the elections be interviewed by the National Staff Committee, and that the PMV encourage the Elections Committee to meet before the PMV special meeting on elections. All in favor of this motion, please raise your hand.
Sorry, I'm not understanding now what we're voting on.
Voting on the amendments that have been raised. This is William's amendment.
Okay.
Right. First, okay.
Alice.
All those...
Amendment to what Alice put out.
Okay.
Right. No, to what Carol put out.
Okay. We are voting on this amendment. All those in favor of this amendment, please raise your hand. One. All those opposed, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 19, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, the motion is failed. Now, the other motion... Can I have it, please? The motion says to move that the CFO and the ED provide the board with cost analysis within 5 days prior to the special meeting. All those in favor of this motion, please raise your hand. No.
Can you just repeat that?
Okay. The motion goes like this. That the CFO and the ED provide the board with cost analysis within 5 days prior to the special meeting. All those in favor, please raise your hand.
This is pro?
Pro.
In favor.
In favor of the motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Please convince me you're not counting your
vote. I'm not counting my vote. All those in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
I'm
sorry.
6.
Okay, you're sorry, no problem. That's okay. All those opposed to this motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Can I just get a little bit retained here? Can I just, for voting? Because I'm really getting confused. And people, when you are trying to explain what we're voting on,
people are talking, and then, you know, and then the thing is, okay, people who are agree, please raise their hands, and then I got lost. Can we just please? Whatever, but I just want the people to be a little bit patient, and if we, I want to make sure that when I vote for something that I understand. Otherwise, I will raise my hand like a.
Okay.
In Congress with the politicians.
I understand. I've been reading all the motions before we have asked the directors to vote, but we're going to be more patient about it.
Be more slowly.
Yeah. Be more slowly. Okay.
Now. If you could just call the people to shut up before you read the motion.
Okay. I will shut all the directors.
Don't you shut up, please.
Okay. I will call to.
All right.
Okay. I'll call all the members. To order. Okay. So, both motions have been already voted. One was failed, and this one, what happened to this one?
It failed.
It failed also. No.
Well, let's revote.
There has been a motion to re-vote the last motion in order to be more explicit. No.
Okay, let's
go
ahead.
That's it. So I will ask the secretary to please inform us what we just did. voted on this motion.
I know what we did. I think the vote count was 7 in favor, 8 against. Yes. The Carol Spooner motion to get the cost analysis. That would mean that it fails.
It fails. Okay.
Is there can anybody confirm for the secretary that it was 7-8?
7-8.
Wait a minute.
Can we have a revote somehow, please? What the hell?
Okay.
Yeah, we're confused.
The things are getting confused, and the chair is requesting the directors to please vote to revote this last. Motion, okay?
I second that.
Can you answer this objection?
Is there any objection? No objection, so we go and vote again on the following motion. And it says, I move to the CFO and the ED provide the board with a cost analysis within 5 days prior to special meeting. Okay? Now we're going to vote all those that are in favor of this motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in favor.
No, I saw 7.
Okay, let's. Okay, let's. You want a roll call? Okay,
roll call.
Perfect. We need to vote for
point
a roll
order,
call.
A roll call has to be approved by the majority.
Okay, so all those directors that like to have a roll call, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. We are voting for a roll call. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16. The motion passed. All those against? No. The motion passes to do a roll call.
There's one against.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair.
Now, we have
point of clarification.
Yes.
And this is to the executive director. Did you say that this is doable, that you could get the fiscal analysis in 5 days before?
Yes, obviously, depending on when the next board meeting is. If it's next week, no. But if it's 2 weeks, what date was it set?
We haven't said 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think if you're talking about the 22nd or 23rd, we can do that. Shouldn't
okay.
be a problem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. So we going to
That's not 5 days from now.
No.
William, please, you are out of order. We're just going to...
Self-discipline, please.
We are going to call the roll for this vote. All those that move that the CFO and the ED provide the board with a cost analysis, I'm hearing a lot of love. Good time over there. The CFO and the ED provide the board with a cost analysis within 5 days prior to the special meeting. Okay, Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Dave?
Shh.
No.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Teresa?
Yes.
Henry. Henry doesn't vote. Marty.
Yes.
Sam.
No.
Sonali.
Yes.
Ray.
No.
Ambrose. Miguel.
Yes.
Roger Manning. Yes. Kalungi.
Yes.
Sarve.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Julie.
Yes.
Vicky.
No.
Gerald.
Yes.
Abstain.
Wendy.
Abstain.
Zarina. Alice.
Yes.
Carol.
No.
William.
No.
Donna.
Yeah.
So the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes.
Silence, please.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no.
Okay, so there were 12 yes, 6 no. The motion passes. Okay, now, the motions have been voted, and we're going to move to the next point, that is the Governance Committee report.
No, it's Technology Committee.
Okay, let's see. Wait. According to the schedule that we have over here, I will call all the directors to please remain a little bit calm because we need to keep on going. We have just gone through the Elections Committee report. The next item on the agenda is the Governance Committee. So, Ambrose, the Governance Committee has not been convened.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, point.
Yes.
Did we ever do the main motion to vote on it for 2 weeks? Did we agree to do that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, Ambrose, do you have information about the Governance Committee?
Nope.
No. Ambrose, no. Okay. We have...
It has not been convened, Mr. Chair, and because it's been a very extraordinary busy time for me, but I will convene it within the next week.
Oh, perfect. Okay, there's no problem then. The Governance Committee will be convened in within a week by... By who?
With Ambrose.
By Ambrose. Okay, Dave.
I have a motion that's relevant to the Governance Committee, and I've passed it out. If anybody doesn't have it, it's called a resolution regarding PNB oversight over contracts. Does anybody not have a copy of it in front of them?
Okay.
Can you please read that motion, Dave?
Yes, I will in a moment. The reason for this is that there's a whereas. The whereas is that it's not on there, but the whereas is that our contracts, every contract we sign and every contract we develop is an expression of our relationship both within the foundation and to other people, and therefore it's a concrete expression of our strategic vision, etc. And at the moment, the board doesn't have any policy regarding its looking at contracts before they're established or signed, and I think we should have such a policy. So the motion is that the PNB Governance Committee shall develop a policy regarding preview of and or approval of contracts developed by and or entered into by Pacifica Foundation or any of its stations and units to be presented to the board for consideration at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors. Two, that in the interim period prior to the development and approval of such a policy, the executive director, CFO, or station general manager as relevant shall inform the board of directors of one, the intent to develop, establish, or enter into new contracts, and two, shall provide the board with a copy of the contract to be established or entered into not less than 14 days prior to taking action on it. Where it's not possible to provide 14 days advance, the contract shall be provided to the board as soon as possible, accompanied by an explanation of why 14 days advance notice was not possible. Note, this policy is not intended to apply to the signing of contracts with new contractors, for example, the hiring of new personnel using standard contracts of long-standing use within the foundation, or to contracts of incidental items. And three, the mechanism of informing the board will be the standard practice via email and writing.
I second these.
The motion has been seconded. We open the debate on the motion. Teresa, and then Sonali, and then...
William.
Okay. Teresa.
I guess my first question would be, does this have to do with all, like... does this include... I'm not understanding it. Does this include any, for example, if you have someone that you hire on a temporary basis to manage a pledge drive, a shift in New York City, for example. We don't pay our people here to manage shifts at our pledge drives, but I believe you do that in New York. I'm not understanding, Dave, exactly how that involves subcontractors, and I wish that this included some monetary value, because if you just signed a little agreement with a copy place down the street, I'm not sure whether we want to be taking that to the national board.
May I clarify?
And I'm very eager to hear Dan's reaction to that.
My clarification is that the latter is an incidental item, and the former is an existing type of contract. So neither of those would come under this policy to us. What would come under this policy is, for example, the contract that programmers has been, there's been a contract developed so that programmers providing programs via audio port, for example, submit their content via that system. There's a question, what contractual arrangement about that content have we entered into? I assume in most cases there's going to be no problem. This just notices us until the governance committee works out a policy for dealing with this stuff.
Okay. The next,
the Democracy Now contract would be another example of something we'd get under this.
It's been clarified.
Okay. William?
It's been clarified. It's been I don't need to speak.
Sonali?
As the board of this foundation, I think it's absolutely imperative for us to be informed of major contracts that the foundation enters into, because we are legally liable for them, and a lot of contracts may be the implementation of policies that we may or may not be aware of, may or may not have set, may or may not approve of. And I think it's absolutely imperative for us as the body legally responsible for contractual agreements entered into by Pacifica that we see them, that we get a chance to deliberate on them if that deliberation is necessary. So I would like to speak in favor of this resolution. But I do think it may also be useful to perhaps put some financial or monetary threshold, as Teresa suggested. I'm not sure if I don't want to actually put a motion, but I'm not sure if maybe Dave would like to address that. You know, any contract, say, over $5,000 or $10,000, so that and that may be an indication of the importance or the of the contract. Thank you,
Mark.
I'm also concerned about the financial threshold here. There are two parts to this. One is directing the governance committee, which will be meeting in the next week or so, what to do, and I'm going to trust them a little bit that they'll, you know, be guided in some directions on their own in terms of this area. Secondly, I do not want to review every contract Pacifica or any station engages in. I mean, I don't have time to look at every one of the contracts, and I think we're getting into micromanagement here. We have not stipulated the financial thresholds. We have not considered the nature of the contractual relationships that we engage in on a regular basis. And I would like the governance committee, once it convenes, to study that and come back with a recommendation that is more well-conceived than to pick something quickly out the hat and say any contract, anytime, 14 days, and that kind of thing is too specific for me to do in a one-minute conversation. Thank you.
Sar?
I just about everything that I wanted to say, Director Roberts has said, I concur with that. And I think the governance committee is going to meet in a very, very short order in the next couple of weeks or so. And I think that we should delay this and let the governance committee take hold of it and come back with the thorough consideration of all the elements.
Carol?
Part two of this motion does not require the board to approve any contract. It just says, send us a copy, please. It doesn't require us to do anything, including read it. But if you do read it and you see something that is problematic, then you could ask for a board meeting to discuss it. That's all it is information to the board. So I don't see a problem with that. I also know from having worked intensively on the Elections Review Committee that it's going to take the Governance Committee 3 or 4 months to come up with a policy. They're going to want to talk to Dan and Lonnie and the GMs and come up with something reasonable. So the question is, there are contracts being entered into all the time, some of them incidental, some of them perhaps major, but we don't have any idea. So this will get the information to the board in the interim while the Governance Committee is studying the question. Might also give them some material to study. You know, well, we get these kinds of contracts and those kind of contracts. Some information that will make their job easier. My only comment about this, and I'm speaking in favor of adopting this, is the note. It says, note, this policy is not intended to apply to the signing of contracts with new contractors. That seems to vitiate the whole motion. Did you mean, what does that mean, and could it be clarified, please?
May I clarify? Yeah, there's a commas. With new contractors there should have been a comma after personnel. To signing of contracts with new contractors using standard contracts of long standing. The EG you put it in parentheses. It should just apply to new contractors. That's a for example. That would be a new contractor or new personnel. But
with new contractors using
standard contracts of long standing. And so the incidental is up to the management to decide what's incidental. So presumably they're not going to be sending us a bunch of bull. It leaves it to their discretion and trust what's not incidental.
So then point that's of order, even more confusing.
Point of order, yes.
Can you tell us where to insert each parenthesis?
Yeah.
Parenthetical?
Place a parenthesis before EG and after personnel.
Second paragraph?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Sam.
Yeah, I would like to move to table this motion. I agree with Teresa Allen that there should be some financial thresholds and that this is micromanaging, as Mr. Roberts was speaking earlier. So I'd like to move to table this motion until some more forethought can be put into this document.
Second.
There is a second. So we go and vote.
Yeah. No, you can't. It's not debatable.
We are not voting to debate.
Point of
we are
order.
Voting on the point of order.
Point of order. Doesn't he have to specify a time?
Table to win.
Table until the next PMB meeting in September.
Okay, and the motion has been seconded. We are going to vote on tabling this motion. Yes, there was a second. So all those in favor of tabling this motion till the next PMB meeting, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. The motion doesn't carry.
Chair, as maker of the motion, I'd like a roll call vote when we vote on the motion.
Okay.
I'd like to move the orders of the day and move forward to...
Are you calling the question?
That's calling the question. We're over time.
Call the question.
Call the question.
Okay.
Okay. We are going to... Okay.
We're over time. I'm calling the question is what I'm doing.
Perfect. So we are going to vote to close the debate. All those in favor in closing the debate on this motion, please raise your hand. Closing the debate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed in closing the debate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We continue the debate. Yes. Yes. Okay. Gerald.
Look, now we're getting a little sloppy here because sometimes something comes across you know, that's important. This is important. And it should not be neglected. For instance, my understanding is that we're negotiating right now with Free Speech Radio News. Right now. Well, I'd like to know what's going on there. Well, you know, where do we stand? What has been offered? You don't just, you know, oh, we run out of time. Well, the hell with free speech. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, let's think here. I think that, first of all, I do support this. And, yes, I do recognize that it could use a little edit. But that's subordinate to what it's saying. This is the matter of disclosure. That's what this is about. Now, once you agree that you're for disclosure, then we can make a few minor corrections and move forward. But let's not just get, you know, harried and then not kind of forget why we're here. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Miguel.
Can I have a mic? I agree with my colleague here. I think this is important, and the reason that is important, we have some contract in the past that create a hell of the problem, the heck of the problem. I'm trying to not to say anything wrong here. And I think that, including myself and with people that I really respect, when we sign those contracts with people that we respect and have a lot of admiration, but sometimes you have to understand what is Pacifica. Is a lot of producers, is a lot of people involved, and everybody is doing sacrifices for our network. And I know how to tell you that so many people were really upset when we signed some of those contracts that I didn't want to mention now. And they were right. It was done, including myself, behind my back somehow. I find out, like, oh my God, wait a minute. But I think this is really important. And I just want to ask a question to trying to get the input from Don in reference to this resolution here. Dan, he can. I wonder, and since I'm a union person, and I really, when I go into negotiation, I like to be a little bit flexible that I can maneuver in negotiating. Do you think this resolution give to the network, in the case of you, when you go into negotiate, do you see that you are, that this is flexible in terms of doing the negotiation? Like, how you feel about this? This give you enough room for you to maneuver and negotiate some of those contracts?
It is fairly vague in many regards. It's also covered by other activities of the foundation, namely the finance committee and the budgets. We follow the budgets, and we don't enter into any real contracts. By real, I mean major contracts that this board has not previously approved, or financial obligations that the board has not previously approved. Obviously, you know, there's variations, of course, but in terms of major contracts, there's nothing that we do without.
Sound engineers disagree with us.
You have to close.
Point it away from the mic.
So that's one point. The second point is it does, you know, I understand the intent of it, and I appreciate Dave's concerns around these issues and wanting to flesh out things like the new internet service that we're building, AudioPort, and some of the contractual and IP issues associated with that, which are difficult to deal with because that involves, as we know, doing deep dives around internet, music, etc., and those are complex issues. But generally speaking, it would be hard to judge exactly what I'd put up the flagpole and what I wouldn't put up the flagpole on this resolution.
Okay. Donna.
I'd like to make a motion. I believe that all the comments are well spoken and are absolutely necessary, but I hope that special meetings of the PMB are not set up every time we want to discuss what appears to be a valid effort by each committee. I believe that all the comments should be made to the appropriate committee for consideration, and that it will give the committee a chance to flesh out the suggestions and the comments and consult with management where appropriate and coordinate with the finance committee
when finances are involved.
Then are you proposing an amendment to this motion?
Well, it's a substitute.
It's not an amendment to the motion. It's a new motion.
Then it is.
Substitute? Can it be in order if it's a substitute?
No. No. So you may present later on another motion. Okay, we keep on going. Teresa.
Could we? I spoke before about a threshold. Can we just get a threshold?
Yes, Teresa, you already spoke about this issue. There are more people that haven't spoken. So, Marty.
Well, I move that we. I want to amend the resolution to insert more than $10,000 in the first paragraph between contracts and developed. So it would read, regarding preview of and or approval of contracts more than $10,000 developed by, et cetera.
Second. This amendment has been second, so we open the debate on the amendment. Oh. Ambassador Serena.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to this amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we go on. We keep on going then with the people that want to talk. Serena.
Excuse me, Gerald. Yes, I would like to say that I concur with many of my colleagues here, and particularly what Donna had just said. And when Ambrose had indicated that the governance committee has not met yet, and that he is going to make that meeting within the next week or so, that we go on with the tabling of this issue and let the governance committee look this over and let them proceed as they are required to as a committee, and to let all the rest of this subside and to move on to other issues. I agree that there needs to be some attention paid to what Dave has submitted, but I think that the governance committee needs to be able to look at this and to deal with it as a committee, and just like all the other committees handle their business, I think governance needs to be able to do that also.
So you are referring this motion to a committee?
No. She's commenting.
I'm commenting on the fact that I believe that the governance committee needs to proceed with what they are required to do. And if this is something that is being submitted for the governance committee to look over and to handle, then let them do that first, that rather than us trying to vote on something and the governance committee hasn't even met yet.
I will call all the directors to please keep a little quiet so that we can follow. Ambrose.
All this is a referral to the governance committee and setting up an interim policy saying that and Dan has no problem with it. So what's the problem? It's a referral to the governance committee and saying that there shall be transparency in the interim. That's all it says.
Okay.
Point of order. Don't we have an amendment that?
Yes,
Marty,
we have.
Let me
inform you that we have an amendment, and we should be discussing on the amendment of this motion. So, the next one is Vicky.
Okay. I would like to speak against the amendment. I think it's clear that the resolution is asking the governance committee to develop the policy, not this board, the governance committee to develop a policy and make a recommendation to the board. That's their job. I think they will, in consult with staff and the finance committee and the CFO, figure out where that threshold should be. I think this is very clear, just what Ambrose said. We have a referral to the committee, an interim policy that will serve the board to put us on notice, and leaves micromanagement out of it, doesn't tell us to tell staff, give us every contract or these contracts only, says, you know what's important for us to know, send that up to us. And until we have a policy in place that addresses this specifically, even though there may be other parts of governance that address it. This looks to me to be the best.
I have a point of information.
I'm told there are also contracts that don't involve money, but that obligate the foundation to certain acts. And this also will impose and give us information that we are going to need as we move forward with our budget discussions. If the policy doesn't come back to us until September, then we won't have that information before our budget discussions.
We have a point of information.
My question is, does not this a motion to amend by Marty Derlin that set this threshold at $10,000, doesn't this refer to Part 2, which is just an interim policy? Right. So this isn't setting policy. This is just regarding the interim policy.
She put it in Part 1.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. I want to recall all the directors that we are discussing on the motion. The next one is Alice.
I wanted to speak for... Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm too confused. We're talking about the amendment, the threshold. I want to speak against the threshold because, as Vicki and Ambrose and others have just spoken, this allows the staff to make those decisions, and this is an interim policy until the governance committee works out a better. And I think what it does offer is transparency beginning now. And others, Gerald has spoken about this. This is most welcome to me because that's, to me, a lot of what this board has been trying to do, to share this information so that we make more rational decisions, so that we have information, and I'm all for it. Thank you.
The question has been called and we're going to has been seconded. We're going to vote to close the debate on this motion on the amendment.
On all pending questions or on the amendment?
On the amendment.
On the amendment.
All pending questions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All pending questions. Those that are for closing the debate, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. All those opposed? None. The debate has been closed. Now we are going to vote on the amendment that it says move to insert more than 10,000
between
paragraph of contracts and the battle.
In paragraph one.
Okay, all those in favor of this amendment, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you. All those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The originator of the motion admitted that there was an error in the presentation and that she meant to put it in the second paragraph.
It's all right. Too late.
We voted.
We already voted. And now
I ask for a vote. As the maker of the original motion, I ask for a roll call vote on this main motion.
Now, are you calling the question on this one?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, we already voted. Now, we are going to vote in the motion that has been presented and has been asked to be a roll call. All those in favor of having a roll call.
No, as the maker of the motion, I have the ability to ask for a roll call.
Without
a majority.
Okay. So we are going to make a roll call in voting for this motion. All those... okay, Roger, please. Go forward with your roll call.
This is for voting on the main motion.
Chairman, I have a parliamentary inquiry. Where in Robert Rules does it say that we don't need a majority of the votes from the PMB members when it comes to roll call by the original maker of a motion?
Somewhere in the book.
Do you have the book available?
Well, I didn't even think the
chairman. I'm asking you. Do you have the book?
I don't. I forgot my book.
I didn't realize.
I forgot my book. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, I also did not realize that the maker of the motion had that special privilege once we've seconded and accepted it as a body.
Okay, then I will ask the presenter of the motion if he has the answer on the Robert's Rules of Order.
He's working on it.
It has been contested, your proposal.
Because it's our...
While I'm looking, can I just ask for a majority vote then? I'll ask for a majority vote.
What? Sam, the presenter of the motion has been asking if we can have a vote on majority on a roll call.
All right, yeah.
Yes? Okay. Then we are going to vote if we call for a roll call. Okay? All those in favor of having a roll call, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 in favor of a roll call. All those against?
I hate roll call.
No, thank you. So we go to a roll call.
Let's roll.
Roll. Bueno, vamos a hablar, vamos a votar en base a la lista de presentes. Gracias. It's easy for me in Spanish sometimes, okay?
It's okay, amigo.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to start, please. Directors, here we go.
This is the vote. This is the roll call vote on the main resolution. Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Whoops. Sonali?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger? Yes. Kalungi?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Dickie?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
No.
Alice?
Yes.
Whoops, hold on a second here. Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
Donna?
Yes.
I'll count the no's first. No, actually. I'll count the yes's first. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, yes, no's are 1, 2. Motion carries.
The motion carries. Thank you.
Two.
Thank you very much. Okay.
After all that discussion.
We finished the governance committee. It may be 9:50 because that's what it says in the agenda, so we are...